Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Harvey Kitka was a fisherman, as was his father, grandfather, and the many generations of his ancestors that came before him. At the age of 12, Harvey started seine fishing with his father, Herman, a man whose legendary skills as a fisherman lives on in Sitka lore. Fishing was a way of life for our people, explains Harvey. Everything we got was from the ocean and the land. For thousands of years, the salmon harvest played a fundamental role in the lives of Southeast Alaska Natives. More than mere subsistence, salmon helped to define Tlingit economy, resource rights, and culture. Salmon streams were guarded and passed down from generation to generation. When Americans began arriving in the late 1870s to capitalize on Alaska's fisheries, Alaska Natives asserted their traditional fishing rights. As canneries and cold storage facilities popped up all over Southeast Alaska, they looked to the Alaska Natives, who held a near monopoly on the seine fishing fleet, to supply them. Knowledge passed through the generations and born from a deep connection to the natural environment meant that Alaska Natives knew when to fish, where to fish, and how to fish. Harvey explains that the most skilled of the native seine fishermen could catch over 100,000 fish a year. In 1885, the first fish trap appeared in Alaska. The traps operated with brutal efficiency, and canneries had less need to depend on seine fishermen for salmon. A surplus market drove the price of salmon down to just pennies per fish, leaving the primarily native seine fishing fleet with little profit for their efforts. Soon, fish populations plummeted, and by 1953, President Eisenhower declared the Alaska salmon fishery a federal disaster. Fishermen banded together. They refused to vote for impending statehood unless the state constitution included a ban on fish traps. The vote ended with overwhelmingly favorable results for Alaska's fishermen. Alaska joined the Union, and the use of fish traps came to an end. But the damage was done. Streams that once danced with salmon lay still. Searching for a way to rebound salmon populations and revive Alaskan commercial fishing, the state legislature enacted the Limited Entry Act in 1973. By regulating the number of commercial boats in a particular fishery, the program strove to promote conservation and the economic health of the industry. At first, local individuals could get a fishing permit for no cost if they economically depended on fishing and had fished commercially for a number of years. The law allowed fishermen to freely transfer their permit by gift, sale, or inheritance. By doing this, the law aimed to keep the profits from one of Alaska's most valuable natural resources local. It did not work. For those fishermen who had to purchase permits, pay a crew, and maintain both boat and gear, the pressure to make a profit intensified. Their strategies often favored expensive fishing technology. The struggle to afford new equipment and compete with other fishermen, coupled with the rising value of permits, encouraged many Alaska Natives to sell their limited entry permits, often to non-local, wealthy fishermen. Although the sale could bring a substantial reward, those living in fishing communities soon found their work prospects limited. Harvey Kitka remembers, by the time the 1990s rolled around, you could count on one hand how many Native-owned seine boats were left. In Sitka, there were only two. Many of the boats, they just became skeletons on the beach. In a span of little over 100 years, commercial seine fishing, as practiced from before the turn of the century through the 1970s, went from being a way of life for Southeast Alaska's native community to a bygone era. When asked if he regretted giving up his career as a seine fisherman for a career as a skilled tradesman, Harvey said, "Sometimes I was groomed to run a boat, as all my brothers were." This Sitka History Minute was sponsored by the Alaska Historical Society's Historic Canneries Initiative. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.